If you wait till tomorrow, you'll lose today. Listen to Adrian Rogers.
When you say, I'm waiting on a convenient season, I want you to remember this. Tomorrow, you will have more sin to repent of. Tomorrow, you will have less time to repent in. And tomorrow, you will have a harder heart to repent with. Tomorrow may not come. Tomorrow may not come. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
Welcome to Love Worth Finding. Are you waiting today for a convenient season to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? As beloved pastor and Bible teacher Adrian Rogers said, procrastination is more than the thief of time. It's the grave of opportunity and the road to hell. In Acts chapter 24, the Apostle Paul presented the gospel to a Roman guard named Felix. Rather than accepting it, this man put off salvation. He claimed he would wait for a convenient season to follow Christ. He forgot, as many of us do, tomorrow may never come. If you have your Bible, turn now to Acts chapter 24, as Adrian Rogers gives the powerful conclusion to the problem of procrastination.
I want to tell you, dear friend, that procrastination is more than the thief of time. It is the grave of opportunity, and it may be the road to hell. Now, a great many people will listen to me today, and not everybody who listens to these programs are saved people. We want them to be saved, but even those who are unsaved, many of them will not be saved, and for three basic reasons. Some will not be saved because they're just out-and-out sinners. I mean, they don't believe what I preach. They don't want to believe it. They hate God. They hate Christ. They hate the Bible. They hate the church. They don't intend to be saved. Why they listen, I don't know. But there's a second category of persons who will hear and not be saved. And these are not out-and-out sinners. These are self-righteous people. They think the gospel is for the thief, the murderer, the prostitute, the pervert, the down-and-out, but not them, because they're nice culture people. They live good lives. They do good deeds. They're even religious. So therefore, they don't see their need of being saved. And I suppose they're a great number like that. But I believe that the largest categories are the category of persons who are lost and who will not be saved, who listen to a message like this, are those people who are what I would call procrastinators. They do not intend to go to hell. They sincerely intend that one day they will be saved, but not today. They put it off and refuse to receive Christ now, thinking that they will receive Him later on. I believe that the sin of procrastination has blasted more dreams and blighted more lives and wrecked more careers and damned more souls than perhaps any other sin. Now, I want to read a scripture to you that deals with a man who procrastinated, put off giving his heart to Jesus Christ, and in all likelihood is in hell today. Acts chapter 24 and verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he, that is Paul, reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." And there's the postponement, there's the procrastination. Now here's the setting. Paul is a prisoner at Caesarea, and the Roman judge is a man named Felix. And Felix has some religious proclivities and some inclinations. He wants to understand the faith concerning Jesus Christ. It's not as though Paul pounced Felix. Felix actually called for Paul, and he said, "Now, Paul, I want you to tell me about Jesus Christ." And Paul did. Paul preached a Christ-centered, pertinent message to this man. The conviction of the Holy Spirit was so strong that Felix trembled like a leaf in a storm. He was right at the threshold of salvation. But then he did something that so many people do. He said, "Now, Paul, go your way for a time. When I have a convenient season, then I'm going to call for you." That is, "Paul, I know you're right. I'm under conviction, all of that, but I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to wait for a better time," what Felix called a convenient season. And so the devil trapped him, and so today he is in hell. I want us to look at three things today as we look at this passage of Scripture and we think of the problem with procrastination. I want you to see, first of all, as we consider Felix, I want you to see the sermon that convicted him. Now, when Felix called for Paul, he said, "Paul, you tell me about Jesus." And I tell you, you drop a handkerchief and say, "Preach," and Paul would be on the second point before it hits the ground. And so here's what he said. He said, "Now, Paul, tell me about Jesus." And I want you to see the sermon that Paul preached, and it was the sermon that convicted him. Look in verse 25. "And as he reasoned of righteousness," that was the first point, "temperance," that was the second point, "and judgment to come, Felix trembled." That was the sermon that convicted him. Now, what Paul is saying to him, and I want you to follow Paul's logic. Paul would have been a good lawyer. What Paul is saying is here, here's God's standard. It is absolute righteousness. The only righteousness that you can have, therefore, is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, here's your conduct. You, my dear friend, are out of control. You are a sinner by nature, by birth, by practice, and by choice. And then the third thing he said, not only was there the standard that Paul revealed and the sin that Paul revealed, but the summons that Paul revealed. He said, righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Judgment to come. Now, here's what God demands. Here's what you are, and therefore there's a judgment coming. You're going to face God. Now, you see, that's important for this man to understand this, because here he was on the throne, high, wide, and handsome. He has all of this power. He has all of this pomp. He has all of this circumstance. He has all of this luxury. And what Paul is saying to him, "Now, Felix, don't judge by appearance. Don't judge by what happens now. Judge by what is going to happen." You see, judgment is not now. It is coming. Judgment to come is what Paul said. One of the most terrifying verses, I believe, in all of the Bible is Romans 2, verse 5, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the perdition of ungodly men." What does that mean? There's a day of wrath coming. There's a day of judgment coming. And people with hard hearts just simply store it up. They treasure up wrath against the day of wrath and the righteous judgment of God that is coming. And so here's the preaching that Paul does. I mean, it's a stern sermon. He reveals a standard. He reveals a sin. He reveals a summons that judgment is coming. And so here was a man whose hands were filthy with the sins of the flesh, whose heart was in need of a Savior, and Paul does not back down or let down. Well, when Paul finishes this sermon, look what happens in verse 25. Felix trembled. Now, why did he tremble? He wasn't afraid of Paul. Paul probably was there in chains. He wasn't afraid of Paul. He was under Holy Spirit conviction. Thank God that the Holy Spirit of God does that. I would to God we had more trembling today because of our sins, because of the judgment that is to come, because of the righteousness that God demands. Felix trembled. He comes right to the threshold of salvation. He is under conviction of sin, but he says, "Now, Paul, wait a minute. Go your way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you." Now, there's a second thing I want you to see. Not only the preaching that convicted him, but I want you to see the pressures that confronted him. The pressures that confronted him. Now, you think about it. First of all, worldliness. The world warred on this man. Think of it. Here he is down in Caesarea. He's down there in a place of prominence, a place of power, a place of position, a place of praise. He has it. I mean, he's a big shot. Now, in order for him to get saved, he has to humble himself. He has to admit that he's wrong. He has to admit that he needs Christ. Hey, folks, there are a lot of people right here today who get under conviction, but the devil says, "Don't go down the front and make a fool of yourself. Maintain your pride." I mean, you go down there, well, that's like saying you have a need. And today, we're told, don't let anybody know that you have a need. Why, if you go down to the front, everybody say, "I wonder what he's been doing." That's what the devil says to you. And so pride sits in the seat with every sinner. Now, we call that worldliness. And the world worked on him. But not only did the world work on him, the flesh worked on him. I mean, remember, there's Drusilla. And there's a sensuous life he's living. There are the bribes that he's been getting. There's the soft job that he has. There are all of the pleasures of the flesh that he might be asked to give up. By the way, dear friend, the only thing God will ever ask you to give up are the things that'll hurt you. That's all. If it'll make you healthy, happy, holy, wholesome, God says, help yourself. The Lord thy God is a sun and a shield. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. But while the world worked on him and pressured him, and then the flesh worked on him and pressured him. But then, dear friend, that's when the devil worked on him and pressured him. You can read between the lines here, and you can see how Satan is whispering in his ear and saying to him, "Now, Felix, hey, buddy, cool it. You're acting emotionally. Just tell Paul that you'll think about it. Just tell him it's not convenient right now to make that decision." As you study history, and you study the Bible and the warnings of the Bible, you know indeed that souls by the bushels have been sent to hell because they have simply postponed the day of salvation. Here was pressure, real pressure upon this man. And so he simply says, Paul, not now, later. All right, third point. First point, the preaching that convicted him. Second point, the pressures that confronted him. All of you are going to feel these things if you're not saved. Third thing, the postponement that condemned him. The presumption, let me put it that way, that condemned him. Look, if you will, in verse 27. The Bible says here that after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. What does that tell us? Tells us he never did get saved. He never did get saved. He says, I'm looking for a convenient time. I'll hear you again. But he never received Christ. As a matter of fact, history tells us that he died a suicide. He died a suicide. He was down in Italy, and he was looking into a placid lake, a clear lake, and he saw his reflection in that lake. And evidently, he began to reflect upon his life and the misery that was in his life, and he plunged into that lake and drowned a suicide. You know, that's so ironic. Do you know what the name Felix means? It means happy. Happy. But he had no happiness. He had no joy. He continued day after day, week after week, month after month. It turned to years. He never received Christ, but he said, go your way for a time. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for you. And he made three tragic miscalculations. All right? Number one, that convenience will come. That convenience will come. He had the idea that now is not the best time, that tomorrow is a better time. Tomorrow is not a better time, and now is the best time, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Dear friend, if you wait till tomorrow, you're going to lose today. Now think about it. We tell folks, hey, get right with God, you may die. Let me change that. Get right with God, you may live. You may live. And friend, to live with Jesus. Now I want to tell you, if there were no heaven, there is. But if there were no heaven, and if there were no hell, there is, but if there were no hell. I mean, if the Bible clearly said there is no heaven to be gained, there is no hell to be shunned, I would still want to be a Christian. I mean, if this life is all there is, surely I'd want Jesus right here. I would. In this life, I would want the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't feel sorry for me because I'm a Christian. Being a Christian is not some penalty that you pay in order to get to heaven. I mean, in this life, there's joy and peace in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. You will lose today. I mean, do you think Felix gained so much when he went for the world, the flesh, and the devil? It brought him no happiness. It brought him no joy. His life ended in misery. But my dear friend, listen, tomorrow may not come. Tomorrow may not come. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Pistol Pete Maravich, one of the greatest basketball players that ever lived, was playing basketball, an athlete. You know what his last words were? I feel great. Great. I mean, you youngsters out here, you have the idea, well, you know, I've got plenty of time. No, you don't, my dear friend. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Here's a man saying, I feel great. Thank God he knew Jesus. Thank God he knew Jesus. Thank God he'd repented of his sin and stepped over to the other side. You don't know when you're going to die. Don't have the idea that convenience is going to come. There's always the problem of sudden death. You say, well, I was in an automobile accident, but I got out alive. I was close to death, but I didn't die. You're closer to death now than you've ever been. Death lays his icy hands on the old man and he dies, we know that. But sometimes the young mother will kiss her helpless babies goodbye and step into eternity. And sometimes even a little child has to drop his toys and grapple with the iron strength of death. Friend, listen, people are dying. Listen to your watch tick. One person dies a second, 60 per minute, 3,600 per hour, 86,000 souls a day, 30 million souls a year. Listen to these scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 15. Our days on the earth are a shadow, and there's none abiding. Job 7 verse 6. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Psalm 39 verse 5. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth. Psalm 102 and verse 3, my days pass away like smoke. Psalm 102 verse 11, my days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. Friend, how foolish Felix was to say, I'll wait for a convenient time. Convenience may not come. And then not only, dear friend, is it foolish to say, I'll wait for a more convenient season because you lose today and death may come suddenly. But friend, Jesus may come at any moment. I mean at any moment. Matthew 24, verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. You don't know. Just be ready at any moment. Listen to this. Matthew 24 and verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready? I mean, if the trumpet should sound and Jesus should come right now, the Bible says be ready. Well, you say, I don't think he's coming today. Well, that's the best sign I know of that he might, for the Bible says in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. I mean, he's coming like lightning, like a bolt out of the blue, not out of a cloudy sky, but out of a cloudless sky. Like a bolt out of the blue, our Lord is going to come. Well, what was his first tragic mistake? That convenience will come. What was his second tragic mistake? That conviction will continue. He presumed that conviction would continue. Here was a man trembling. Here was a man under Holy Spirit conviction. Now, I want to remind you that conviction was of the Lord. But the Bible says, my spirit shall not always strive with a man. You can say no to God and that conviction can pass away. Let me give you a scripture. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If the Holy Spirit of God speaks to you and you say no, it will harden your heart. Every time you say no to Jesus Christ, your heart gets a little harder. And there'll come a time, dear friend, when your heart will be so hard that the Holy Spirit of God cannot and will not speak to you. Three times in Romans chapter 1, you read where God gave them up, God gave them up, God gave them over. Listen to this scripture in John chapter 12 and verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. It's as though John is amazed. He says, all of these miracles were done, yet they believed not on him. And then in verse 39, it says, therefore they could not believe. Do you get that? Verse 37 says they would not believe. And then verse 39 says they could not believe. You see, here Felix says, well, Paul, you go your way. When I have a convenient season, I'll send for you. But the Spirit of God had convicted him. He was trembling. And the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Don't get the idea that you can trifle with the Holy Spirit. Don't get the idea that you can just whistle and God will come running. You can bandage your eyes and keep a bandage on so long that when you take that bandage off, you will be blind. My dear friend, Felix made a mistake. Number one, that convenience will come. Number two, that conviction will continue. I'll tell you his third mistake that he made. He felt that conflicts would cease, that somehow it would be easier later than it is now. The devil never gives up anybody or anything without a fight. But my dear friend, listen, there'll never be a better time for you to be saved than now. Why? As the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When you say, I'm waiting on a convenient season, I want you to remember this. Tomorrow, you will have more sin to repent of. Tomorrow, you will have less time to repent in. And tomorrow, you will have a harder heart to repent with. Tomorrow, you will have less time to repent in. Tomorrow, you will have more sin to repent of. And tomorrow, you will have a harder heart to repent with. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. What was the mistake that Felix made? That convenience will come. That conviction will continue. That conflict will cease. Tomorrow he just simply puts it off. He's hoping that tomorrow is going to be the time to come to the Lord. It will not be so. George W. Truett was one of the greatest preachers that Southern Baptists have ever known. He was the pastor of the Great First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas. One time in an evangelism conference in Florida, George W. Truett told what happened when he was a youngster. In his town where he was, they had a revival meeting. A preacher came in to preach. He preached in the daytime in the little school. At nighttime, he preached in the church. When that preacher preached, George Truett gave his heart to Jesus Christ and was saved. George sat in school by a boy next to him in the classroom, and George told that boy what had happened in his heart and said to that youngster, "I want you to come to the service tonight." The boy said to him, "Not tonight, George, later." George Truett went to the service. The little boy didn't come to school the next day. George Truett, on his way home, stopped by the house to see what happened to his best friend. His mother said, "He's sick, so I kept him in." The next day, George Truett went by, and his mother said, "We think he has pneumonia." The next day, when George Truett went by, they said, "He has double pneumonia." The next day, when George Truett went by to see him, the mother said, "The doctor says he's dying, and if you want to see him alive, you may come in." George Truett said he went into that room to see his boyhood chum. He said the boy was there in the bed. There was the fever and the sickness, the weakness, but he was moving his lips. George said, "I knew he was trying to say something to me, and this is what he was saying. 'Not tonight, George, tomorrow.'" That's all he said, over and over and over again. And George Truett said, "I sat there and watched him die, and all he could say is, 'Not tonight, George, tomorrow.'" George Truett said, "I left that room determined that I would urge people to come to Jesus while they could." The Holy Ghost says today, the Word of God says today, experience says today, this preacher says, come to Jesus today.
It's as simple as that. Come to Jesus. Don't put off salvation for one more moment. Surrender your life right now. Pray something like this if you mean it. "God, I give you all that I am. I give that to you. I surrender my life to you because I can't be good enough to get to heaven. But Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that. He gave himself for me. So I receive the gift of salvation you're offering. I proclaim Jesus, Lord, right now. Make me a new creation as you promised to do, and help me to follow you from this day forward, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen." If you've placed your trust in Christ, oh, let us celebrate. Go to our webpage, lwf.org/radio. Click Discover Jesus at the top. You'll see resources. You'll see materials there. You'll find answers to your questions about what faith in Christ really is. There's an opportunity there to write us, to tell us about your decision. We'd be so excited to hear from you today. Again, go to lwf.org/radio and click Discover Jesus. Now, if you'd like to order a complete copy of today's lesson on CD, the title is The Problem of Procrastination. Call us at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Don't put it off. This message is also part of the series, That Old Time Religion. If you'd like the complete collection, 22 insightful messages, go to lwf.org/radio. You can order right there or call 877-LOVE-GOD. Or you can write us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Thanks so much for studying with us in this powerful lesson. Remember, don't wait until tomorrow to repent of your sins. Get right with God right now. And be sure to tune in next time for more profound truth simply stated right here on Love Worth Finding. We received a message on Facebook recently. I want you to hear it. "I listen to Dr. Rogers' messages often, and it reminds me of when I listened to him growing up. He calls sin by its name and explains that it must be forgiven, and there should be no continuing to live in sin and expect to have a relationship with God. I'm grateful for this reminder today." Well, we are grateful for the real, unchanging truth of the gospel that saves. And this month, as a thank you for your generous support that keeps us going, we want to send you our Build Your Faith booklet collection. More than anything, God wants to make you holy, to make you like Him. This bundle includes 5 powerful booklets that give insight into the heart and character of God so that you can know Him and build your faith in Him. Request the bundle when you call with a gift right now, 1-877-LOVE-GOD. And again, thanks for your generous support of Love Worth Finding.